is a revelation.
I'm saying a possession of a spiritual reality,
something that is real in the environment of the Holy Ghost. You can possess it.
Revival Hub International is a fellowship of believers with a desire to establish the kingdom of our Lord through the intense working of the Holy Spirit.
Let men that speak, speak as the oracles of the living God. Men that have touched the cause.
This message by God's servant Apostle Dudich will bring you quickening and transformation by the Holy Spirit.
Can we see the book of Galatians chapter 5? Galatians chapter 5. Onyeka, open to the book. You are putting your Bible in your bag. Galatians chapter 5. If you are there, say amen. Amen. If you are not there, say wait for us. You have 5 seconds. Okay, so but probably let's just start from verse 1 to give context. Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ had made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. Give me back my verse 2. Paul said, behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. Were you circumcised as a human being? Read this verse 2 with me. Are you getting what we are saying? Need to prove something to you. Say, behold, I, Paul, say unto you, Ibeto Daniel. Paul is telling you, of course, I'm not the one, I'm not involved in this kind of business. But he's telling you, he said, behold, I, Paul, say unto you, Ibeto Daniel, from Oba, Anambra State, that if ye be circumcised, let it not be that you are circumcised, because if you are circumcised, Christ shall profit you what? Nothing. So that's why teaching is very important. Because if not, you just look at this. It has people has done it. Amen. Amen. Sorry for that. Want to put on one this thing. So he said, behold, I, Paul, say unto you, if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. So he's trying to say that if simply means that if your basis of trying to interact with Christ is your circumcision. And I hope you know what circumcision means for Paul. If you don't know, it's wahala. I don't have time to go there. One of the major demands of the laws of Moses is that every man should be what? Circumcised. Are you getting the point? Good. So, and that circumcision in the law of Moses is not just something that they do. It's one of the principal ordinances for one major reason. Circumcision separates you from every other people that is upon the face of the earth. It is by circumcision that God established the covenant he had with them. Circumcision is the only personal way. You know what is covenant? How many of you know what is covenant? I've taught you people that in every... Sue, strike for me. That in every covenant, there is mostly two things that is involved. There are two things. I told you people that there are two parts of a covenant. The agreement and the oath. The agreement and the what? Oath. So like two of you now, let's say you are entering into a covenant. You say, okay, I will do this. He will say, I will do this. So this is the agreement we have. It is not yet covenant until an oath binds it. Many times an oath involves blood. Are you getting it now? So anytime there is circumcision, Anytime any person in Israel, a Jew, is circumcised, the person is by that circumcision brought actively to the oath that binds them in covenant with God. That is according to the law. Are you following me now? That is according to what? The law. And only the children of Israel, the Jews, are the only people. If there is a group of people that ever had any relationship with God, these are the only people that have relationship with God in this way, by covenant. And there is a blood involved. So Paul is trying to say, as powerful as that is, if that is the means through which you are, you know, based on that, they are laying claim on Abraham. He said, if that is, I hope you know that the job that Paul did in the book of Galatians is powerful. It is in the book of Galatians that Paul demystified the law, took the law and put it in his place. From chapter 1, chapter 2. In fact, when he started it, he said, oh ye foolish, who has bewitched you? So he called the doctrine that is trying to drive them back to the place where they have to do things to deserve things in Christ, a bewitchment. So he said, who has bewitched you, my brother? Don't sleep. So that's what is trying to happen here. No, show me now chapter 5. Hello, if you are with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, if ye be circumcised. Of course, for we to properly get context, we might have to go to a few verses or chapters before now to show us. So these people are boasting. Let me give you an example of the boast as it relates to you. My father is pastor. Is your father not a pastor? At least he was till he died. Doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything. That was the boast that they are trying to make. And in many places they repeated it. In fact, they keep saying that they have Abraham as father. Now, everybody that is born upon the face of the earth, they didn't know that everybody has issue and they need to encounter Jesus for themselves. Are you getting what I'm saying? Since your father is a pastor and your mother is a pastor, if they give birth to you, what should you be? Are you getting the calculation now? So I'm trying to help you to do the calculation. Let's assume OJB, pastor, marry OJBS, OJB stress, a pastress. What will your child now be? A pastorlet. So, whichever one. That's the claim that the Jews are making. Are you getting the point? They are saying by circumcision, Paul told them, in fact, by circumcision, Christ will profit you totally nothing. He's not trying to make them angry. He's weeping for them. He's trying to tell them, that this path you are following will actually frustrate you. Are you getting the point? That the foundation, the basis upon which you are trying to lay hold on things in Christ is totally wrong. And the only thing that you can get out of it is total frustration. Are you getting what I'm saying? And believe it or not, it happens to us in one way or the other, and happens to believers generally in a way. The way they attempt to approach some things, God will just say, forget it. This way cannot profit you. It's not as if we want to be wicked or want to. It will not just profit you. Are you following what I'm saying? So let's go down. Next verse. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is what? To what? Paul is not merciful. He said, debtor. Not just to the law, but what? To the whole law. And you know what I told you people? I told you people that in the matter of the law, if the law is 600 according to Moses, and you keep 599 and fail one, it is assumed that you failed all of them. So he's saying keep them. And let's assume you kept 600. How many days can you do it? The law was so powerful that even the man that brought it was not exempted. That's the thing about the law. Next verse, verse 4. Christ is become of no effect unto you, whosoever of you are justified by the law. So he makes it more clear what he means by the law. It is in the context of what? Justification. Ye are fallen from what? Grace. Next verse. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of what? Righteousness. By what? For we through. Paul makes statement that if you are not careful, you just run through it and go. But it's a carefully put together. It's carefully put together. Choice of words. So powerful. He could have just said, for the hope of righteousness, for we wait. No, he said, for we, through the Spirit, wait. It cannot be of the Spirit if it is not of faith. In fact, it can't be of grace if it is not of faith too. Are you following me? It cannot be of anything in this place if it is not of faith. But my point is now, let's see the next verse. Can we read verse 6 together? 1, 2, ready, go. Wait. Sapi is not ready. All of us, let's read. 1, 2, ready, go. So you now fully understand that even if you are not circumcised, it doesn't mean you have advantage, whether circumcised or not. So he's trying to put those things aside because they are not the basis of possessing what we speak about. So let's read this verse 6 again. Let's pick a point there. 1, 2, ready, go. If your Bible is your own, I want you to underline that phrase that said, but faith, which worketh how? But faith, which worketh how? But faith, which worketh how? This one now. So, I just want to raise that one point before we move forward. Sometimes when you are through with checking everything, you need to check your love meter. You need to check your compassion. You need to check love. You need to check compassion. You need to check love and compassion. And you cannot say you love God when you don't love your neighbor, when you don't love people. It's not possible. And you cannot say you love people when you don't give. Are you getting it? When you don't sacrifice, something needs to be going out. But faith which worketh by love. But faith which worketh by what? Love. I know you know this, but let me see Isaiah chapter 58 so that I can use it and show up here. Isaiah chapter 58. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet and shew my people their what? Shew my people. What will you show them? And the house of Jacob their sins. Verse 2. Yet they seek me daily. Are you getting the point? Hello? You are not paying attention. He said, they have these sins and transgression. The challenge is that nobody have shown them. So we are still giving them benefit of doubt. That the reason why they have not adjusted themselves to God's best practices is because nobody has shown them. He said in verse 1, because of this, he said, cry aloud. When you cry aloud, what do you do? Spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet and show my people what? Their transgression. Because there is a consequence of continuing coming every day without fixing this thing. There is a challenge with trying to operate faith without dealing with this matter. In fact, okay, maybe I will get there. The scripture said that there are some people that attempted to operate this faith without a good conscience, and they encountered, they experienced something. Something happened to them. What is that thing called? Shipwreck. You know what is shipwreck? Shipwreck is simple. A ship is moving from one destination to another. In the middle, you didn't get to where it's going. So we cannot truly, we can't just say that the ship content, everything is correct. Just that something happened to it. Said, a ship, the ship of faith can be wrecked in the middle of the sea if some things are missing. If you're with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
Let's see verse 2. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted? They are asking question. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Why am I not having results? Are you getting what I'm saying? Why am I not having results? Something is missing. And thou takest and have afflicted our soul, and there takest no knowledge. Behold, in the day of your fast, ye find what? And exact what? All your labors. Next verse. Behold, ye fast for strife and for debate, and to smite the feast of wickedness. So this is where I want to. Why are you trying to make your faith to work if you are still filled with unforgiveness? It's not possible. Still filled with strife. Are you getting it? In fact, one of the reasons you want something to happen for you is to prove something to your neighbor. Or even to use that thing against your neighbor. Are you getting what I'm saying? To use it against your neighbor. Behold, ye fast for strife. Possible. So you need to debug this. Let's know what exactly is happening. Are you getting what I'm saying? And for what? Debate. You know what is debate? For like competition. Let's say who fasts more. You have heard the story I told you people. A young man came and met me and said that we need to, Apostle, we need to compete in prayer. Let's enter the ring. I said, you have won. How can I win that kind of thing? That is the kind of thing you need to lose and lose all the time. If you don't lose it, you will never gain God. And to smite with the feast of wickedness. You know what this one means? People are asking God for mercy over their life, and they are wicked to their fellow human being. They are trying to exercise faith for their life to be better. Maybe you can even be listening to me here, or you are here. You are exercising faith for your children to travel abroad to get better in their life. But your brother's son, or the son to your husband's brother or sister that is living with you are finishing, the person can't breathe. Are you getting the point? But you are exercising faith and praying and fasting that your own should happen. Leave it. You are a hypocrite. You are not serious. That's even a worse thing to do. But in this context, let's stay in the matter of faith. You need to debug it. Are you seeing it now? You need to remove it. Sometimes I used to wonder, how do people maltreat people's children self? I think the reason why I cannot think like that is because of the home I grew up in. I give one thing to my parents, especially my mother. If she doesn't want to stay with you, no problem. But if she's staying with you, she doesn't know the difference. In fact, sometimes I notice that people come to our house and their food is bigger than my own. And my mother didn't care. She wants to make a point that she is not preferential herself. Everything. You will not know the difference. Everybody that come, my cousins, everybody, anybody that come doesn't know the thing. That's how the thing goes on. So maybe that's why I did not notice that such things happen. Some of you are coming from such families. The reason why some people spoil is because their parents, their mothers and fathers did such things to them. And inside it, they are exercising faith. They are praying all the time, forcing some of them. No, what you need to do is to go and check your meter. He said, faith that works by what? Love. Faith that works by what? Love. That's how it works. You need to go and check it. You need to go and check it. How can you be trusting God for yourself to shift and be hoping in your heart that your neighbor will not make it? Yes, now. Somebody can be teaching here and you'll be hoping that the person will make mistake. The person will fail. The person will not just get it. The person will not. Yes. We say it's normal now. Maybe Revival Hub will call a program like this and person will be hoping that let there be lockdown so that nobody will come. Yes, now. It's common now. Sometimes we'll be preparing for program and I will pray in the spirit. We see the heart of some people. That meanwhile, the person is exercising faith that his own ministry should move forward. It will not happen. It's the Bible that said, the faith that worketh by what? Love. And many times, if you think that it is otherwise, you need to step out and prove it. Are you getting the point? One of the ways to prove it is to truly pray for the person and sow to that ministry so that you... Yeah, that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. Maybe we are doing sonship conference and they say sit at, and some people will be so happy that they sit at home so that the whole place will be dry. Maybe 24 hours that the whole place will be dry. Only to show video 3 hours later and there is no space anywhere. Huh? How can you, a believer, talk more of a pastor, be unhappy that people help program and God actually came and the whole place is filled with people? You are unhappy. You want the place to be dry. Are you seeing it now? How can you be unhappy as a sister that God is promoting your fellow sister? Yes, now. It'd be like, Papa, they give her mic these days. Give her mic these days. Somebody that we know. Candidate. Give her. You are trusting God for your own mic. So that's it. Even if I manage to give you, God didn't give you. I hope you know. Hello? I hope you know, as a man, I can look at you. Say, this sister has stayed here. She has not done anything. Out of pity, I will give you mic, and God has not given you. Even when you speak, your voice will be an echo. Nobody will remember what you said 1 minute after you finish speaking. Because God has not given you. If you see people that God gave mic, even if they speak for 10 minutes, you will not forget what they said. That's it. God has given the person mic. Are you following me now? Faith which worketh by love. Faith which worketh by what? Love. I think we should consider this. In fact, in the matter of maybe working in the miraculous, getting people healed and all that, one of the greatest key that you need, aside, you know, sacrifice, fasting and prayer, is compassion, is love, is compassion. Your heart flows out to the people, even though, hello, Compassion can bring about tears, but it's not equal to compassion. Are you following me now? Sometimes you will need God to actually move your heart. You have to pray that prayer. Move your heart. Why is my heart stiff? Why is it movable? Why can't I feel for what people are feeling for? Even if hunger kills your neighbor, you don't care. As long as you wake up and do your own. You have planned how to spend your money. Eh? And nobody can take out 50 naira from it. Even if hunger kills your neighbor, you will pray for the person. Are you getting what I'm saying? People are collapsing everywhere. There are some people that they meet you and tell you, pray for me. I am sick. Pray for me. I will look at the person and say, this guy is not sick. He's lacking some vital nutrients. Yes, now. He's not sick. Place the person on vegetable fruits after some time. And all that. I'm telling you, some brothers told me they are sick. I told them, come to my house. There are many who said he's sick. So there are many evidences. You just come to my house, and if you come to my house, especially if those days now come and I don't feel like eating, and maybe my wife have cooked, and so the food can't waste now, you will run. So one day a brother came, he ate the first time I came out and said, are you okay? I brought wine and kept for him. Yes, I don't serve wine to big people. I serve wine to my brothers.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you are here. Uh-huh. So, that's it. Amen. Amen. I know sisters are wishing their brothers. So that are you getting the point? So that's it. I serve good wine to them, give them good food. They eat. As you are eating, you are looking at my plate. You are eating something better than my own. It's a fact. Can check. Ask people. Once you eat the first day, take something, eat the second, by second or third day, they will come back. If you are not compassionate, that thing is happening. Say, Lord, by fire, by anointing. Give him food. Give him food. Compassion helps you to design how to tackle the situation first. Are you getting it? Even if you pray for the person, he gets well. If there is no nutrient, he sleeps back. That's one way. That's one way. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes,
faith. Faith that works better. Sometimes you have prayed, exercised faith, done everything. Those days that we are younger, there is a practice that they normally have around some Christian circles. I don't know what they call it in the north, but they call it Salaka here. What do you people call it? Maybe they borrowed it from you people. The pronunciation? Sadaka. Yes. She's smiling. She should know it. What's it called?
Sadaka.
So whether it's Sadaka or Salaka, is there is Aka in it. Amen. So what they normally do is, after you labored, prayed, exercised, and done everything, you call especially children together and give them something. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes, now. Jesus was preaching to people. The conference rose. The energy of the conference gathered 5,000 people. I thought Jesus would start moving in power. Say, hunger won't finish this, guys. Say, give them food first. Give them what? Food. Give them food. That's what they need now. Amen. Okay, on Tuesday we'll have love feast.
Amen.
Oh, you people are not interested in what I'm teaching. Ay, Jesus Christ. Amen. It will be very nice. Just because there is hunger in Nigeria, it's not on Tuesday here. Yes. Amen. Very important anyway. An elderly man of God told my father those days that the problem in fasting, if you fast, after fasting you eat. That the problem in fasting is after fasting you now don't eat. Part of the reason why some young men that fast is, how can you finish? I did it all, so I know what I'm saying. Finish fasting and use garri, spray some granite, sometimes salt, and use it and break your fasting. Is that breaking fasting? You are tying your days. You are tying your stomach. I'll be this thing. I don't know what you are tying. In the future, when you want to untie that thing, that's why in the future, in an attempt to untie it, they now bloat up. That's the thing now. But if you have been doing it, you will know how to manage yourself. It's accumulated years of suffering and hunger. When they now see good things, alien, and then they do boom. They now want to manage it, but it no go work. Are you getting what I'm saying? And all that. Say after me, love.
Love.
Say after me, faith that works by love.
Faith that works by love.
So sometimes when you are pushing something, believing God, if it's not working, check your love barometer to people. To people. Anytime the scripture speaks about walking in love, it doesn't really have much to do with God himself. It has a lot to do with our neighbor. Especially the household of faith. Especially the fellow believers. Are you getting the point? You can't be hurting somebody and be trusting God to be saved yourself. You can't be the source of somebody's affliction and be trusting God to be healed of your own. Are you getting? There is no compassion. There is no love in that. People are fond of it. They carry selfishness. And I hope you know, if selfishness is there, love is not there at the same time. Both of them cannot be there. If it is love, first thing it is that it is not selfish. Are you getting the point now? Are you getting the point? That is why sometimes if God wants to teach you love, he teaches you intercession. What is intercession? Basically praying for other people and praying for other things that doesn't concern you. He will now decide to do your own the way he wants it. So that's it. This is another debug. We debug by checking it on the love barometer. Are you getting the point? Let me see if I can give one more scripture here as we progress. Colossians chapter 1. Verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at where? Colossae. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your what? And there are two. Am I correct? Number one, your faith and your love. So tell me, your faith,
your faith
and your love.
And your love.
Your faith
and your love.
And your
So, and all that. They work together. They work together. And sometimes, God allows literal things to happen to test this. Do you know? Literal. You can pray, 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 and God will say he has answered something. Early in the morning, somebody will offend you. The only way to now get your faith to work here now is to do what? Work in love. In fact, if there is no offense, I'm not sure love will be tested. Love is mostly tested in the face of offense. Whether the offense is accepted or not, people can be offended and decide not to take. I hope you know what I'm saying. They decide not to count it. Before, you know, you can accept an offense and then forgive. They will refuse to accept that what you are saying is what it means. That's the way I normally do some things. I operate the law of benefit of doubt. Let's assume you did something to me or you said something to me. I will explain to myself that that's not what you actually meant. Are you getting the point? That that's not what you actually meant and all that. It helps me not to even hold it. Then when I hold it, then I will not leave it and all that. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you blessed? Faith and love. Faith, not faith alone. Throughout the church ages, people have made this great mistake of trying to hold faith, walk in faith, even if it damages your neighbor. There are some things you cannot be exercising faith to have if it will cause your neighbor to stumble. Are you getting what I'm saying? If it is true, you cannot be exercising your faith to have it. You cannot be exercising your faith in that direction. To walk in love, you need to even behave as if you cannot do that thing. You cannot be able to produce. You need to remove your eye from it. Even though you may, or you can, or you are able to do the same thing. Hello? 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 So that's what we're saying. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all saints, when you come in a community where there is a lot of love, a lot of things are possible. The miraculous becomes normal. In fact, it is not just the miraculous in the sense of having miracles. You will have outstanding signs and wonders amongst them. The things that happen around them is what people hear outside and shout. But they live it day to day as if it's normal. I'm telling you now. If you come to Baby Sisters in Betterama and there is a lot of love and binding and all that, you will not lack. If you start lacking, it's one of the signs that your love is punctured. If you are living in a corporate sense, in that sense, yes. Your prayer should not be every power. No. Your prayer is first, Lord, examine our heart first. One of the ways to do it is, instead of praying for Satan to fall, call for a communion. Call for a hugging session. Yes, now these things are, we are living in a physical world. Especially sisters. There are some things sisters can't keep doing if they are forming. Hug everybody. So some people, they will go, they will be praying, they will remove themselves and all that. Bring them, hug that thing out of them. Yes, now. It's for the benefit of all. For the benefit of all, the person need to be okay. For the first person, hug you. Second person, hug you. Tell the person I love you, even if you don't mean it. Yes, keep saying it until you mean it. The Bible said the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart. So the love is there. Are you getting what I'm saying? If you are not feeling it, it doesn't mean it's not there. Abichika, as a married man now, you see every day you woke up fully drunk. Sometimes your business will occupy your mind.
Does it mean that your love, anything has happened to it? Nothing. The feeling at that moment, somebody will say I'm against feeling. You need to feel as much. You need to feel a hand in cloud nine. I don't have any problem with that. Eh? If you say love is feeling, what if you don't feel like it? So you are no more loving. You don't have love again. You are no more in love. You don't know love now. God can come and tell you, I'm not pleased with what you are doing. Doesn't mean he doesn't love you again. Are you getting what I'm saying? Huh. He can even chastise you, still love yourself. Sometimes, people even tell you things about you that you need to adjust. It's because of love. Even though you need to prove yourself before you do this kind of assignment. Are you getting the point? There are some duties you don't have the power to do in people's life if you have not proven love to them. Care. Kindness over a period of time. Are you getting it? In fact, many people that I disciple, they normally come and meet me and ask me, is there nothing wrong with their life? Is there no way? Part of the reason they are able to do that is because they have now gotten to trust me. That I will not, you know what the Bible said in the book of Hebrews? He said, our fathers of this world, they chastise us for their own pleasure. It's what they want to gain from it. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you getting what I'm saying? Amen. Amen. One more. And I think we are going to close here. Hebrews chapter 10. Let's start from verse 31. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But call to remembrance the former days in which after ye were illuminated, ye endured what? Ye endured a great fight of afflictions. Partly, whilst ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly, whilst ye became companions of them that were so used. He said, partly because the thing happened to you. And sometimes because you are identified with the people it's happening to. That's why you were made a gazing stock. Next verse. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring what? Substance. Now, let's read verse 35 and probably 36 together. Verse 35, 1, 2, ready, go. Next verse. Let's read verse 36 again. 1, 2, go. Let's read it again. There was a story they used to tell us when we were in Sunday school many, many years ago. It was about 14 years that time. I don't know whether it's true. I think two pastors have told that kind of story. But now that I've grown in this pastoral thing, there are some stories that pastors make up. Even though it lines up with what they want to say. The story goes like this. Or maybe it's a movie. No, no. A woman was looking for a child. You have heard the story now. Was looking for a child. And she was sweeping the church, praying, seeking, doing all things. Doing it. A day came. And they brought twins from heaven. An angel brought twins from heaven. And they were coming to deliver the twins to the woman. On that day, she didn't come to church. How many of you have heard a story like that?
So probably you went to the same kind of church I went. That shows that that thing might, I'm not sure it happened. I'm not sure. Because if your dad preached it, and my dad preached it, I'm not sure it happened. Because they don't know each other. Amen. Nonetheless, things like that do happen. The one they told us, he said the two angels, and the angel came and was calling the name of the woman, calling the name of the woman, calling the name of the woman. You know this thing now, calling the name of the woman, and the woman was nowhere to be found. In fact, there is one they told us, they said the reason why the woman didn't get it is because she came late to church. We were doing Sunday school and we are teaching about late coming. They say, as soon as the nun gave it out, the woman nun came to church. Amen. I need to explain this well. Brothers and sisters, you have need of patience. Listen to me. If you go to the next chapter from here, the scripture spoke about the heroes of faith, fathers of faith, patriarchs of faith. As far as they are concerned, what they believe God for has happened. But by the time the chapter is ending, the scripture said that they didn't receive it physically here. Are you getting what I'm saying? Scripture speaking about people like Abraham, he said he looked for a city with foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Where is that city on this earth? If you know, is it New York? Is it Beijing? Where is it? Is it Windhoek? I know that the city Abraham was looking for was not Accra. How can you tell me it is Accra? Kweku is the city Accra. I want to be sure. Maybe it's New York. Maybe it's London. Maybe it's Manchester. Are you getting the point? Maybe it's Los Angeles, the city of angels. That's actually what it means. Maybe it's Dubai. If Dubai is fake, it's artificial. Small thing happen if there is energy failure, heat will kill everybody and all that. So that's it. But Dubai, is it Dubai? So Dubai is that city he was looking for. The scripture accounted for to them as men of faith. Said they are looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Tell me that the name of that city. Up till today, that kind of city cannot be built on this earth. That means even Abraham has not received the full impact of his faith, even till today. And according to the testimony of the scripture in the later verses of Hebrews chapter 11, he said, why? Paul was asking questions. He said, why? He said, because without us, they will not be made complete. Meanwhile, Paul was speaking about himself, not knowing that they are not even the one. That we are the one. And I don't know if we are the end. There can be another generation. Are you getting what I'm saying? So wherever Abraham and all those people are, they are still exercising faith. Because the full meaning of what they... Are you getting it? The full impact of what they transacted, the faith, or rather I would say they are still exercising patience. The full impact of their faith has not yet been received yet. None of them have glorified bodies yet. Because we are still going to rule this earth. Are you getting what I'm saying? And many other things that pertains, that's what they saw. Jesus was the one that spoke. He said, Abraham saw my day and rejoiced. My sister, which day is the day of Jesus? I'm not talking. Are you a sister? My sister on blue beret. You are now hiding. Stop hiding now. Are you getting what I'm saying? The day of Jesus is that day that he died and resurrected. The day, that day is the day of resurrection. These are metaphors that is littered in the scripture. He will come and tell you, my hour, his hour is the time of his death. My day, his day is the day of his resurrection. This is simply what he means. Are you getting what I'm saying?
It is because Abraham saw his day that he was willing to sacrifice Isaac. The scripture testifying about that act, which he counted an act of faith. Are you getting it? Said that Abraham knew that even if Isaac died by this sacrifice, that God is able to what? Raise him from the dead. That is resurrection. Is it not true? It is resurrection. Is, are you getting where we are going now? The scripture said that Jesus is the first begotten from the dead. That is the first person that experienced resurrection. Are you getting where I'm going now? So did that day of resurrection, which was in the Christ that he experienced, is what Abraham saw and was willing to kill his child. Are you getting what I'm saying? The scripture clearly said that he judged, he discerned, that even if Isaac dies, that God is able to resurrect him, raise him from the dead. That is the day of Jesus that he saw and was willing to take that path. Are you getting what I'm saying? And the day of the Christ is the day of resurrection. Guess what? For them as individuals, they have not experienced it yet. All of us are waiting together to experience it together. That means the object of his faith, the reward of his faith, has not been fully met. Accounting that God was able to raise him up. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 19. Even from the dead. The scripture now says, from whence also he received him in what? A figure. So when he released Isaac to come out from that place, the scripture said in a figure, Isaac did not just wake up from that sacrificial place. He actually rose from the dead. Are you getting the point now? You need patience. Part of the reason you need patience is that faith can be incubating what takes a process of time to happen. Hello, hello. Are you getting what I'm saying? Faith can be incubating what takes process. By the law of nature, by the law of the universe, by the law of the scripture, it might mean that this thing takes. But as far as faith is concerned, it is done. Are you getting what I'm saying? If God, even in the Bible, God said, I will give you a child. Normally what the prophets will say is that, according to, how do they say it? According to the time of what? Life. So even faith obeys the time of life. According to the time of life, you are going to have your own child. I thought since God said, even Jesus obeyed. I thought that just because God said it, that so your child will be born foremost. Are you getting it? According to the time. Show me Luke chapter 18. Let me round up from there. If you are blessed so far, say amen.
Amen.
Don't use impatience and abort what your faith has already gotten for you. That's what I'm telling you. Some people, their faith has already gotten something. They quickly left it and started doing another thing. When it was time to manifest, they now look for you, you are no more there. When they bring it, you are no more there. Stay one place. Stay one place. If God put you in there, stay there. Stay there. Stop jumping up and down. It can be a physical location. It can be a spiritual location. It can be an assignment. Stay one place and be doing it. God will come and lift you up there. He will lift you up. You say God told you to do phone business and phone pass business. You now leave it. Ba, 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 you have left phone pass business. Do forex. Ba, 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 you leave it. Do app development. Ba, 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 you have left it. Do software development. But you have left it. You are not. You don't have faith. You don't know what you're doing. You need patience. Are you getting what I'm saying? You need patience. It means you didn't hear God clearly. If you heard God clearly, you will stick to something. If faith was born in your heart, you will stick to something. That confusion and doubt that has entered, it's like a virus that wants to diffuse the weight of the faith of God in your heart. Can Satan come to shake your faith? Yes. It's normal. Hello? Hello? Patience, 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 or you kill it off. Patience. Patience. Even the great patriarch Abraham, God spoke to him on that wise. It takes patience to perfect faith. Are you getting what I'm saying? So at some point, God met the great patriarch himself and told him, Abraham, walk thee before me and be thou what? Perfect. That means even though he had faith, his faith has not been perfected yet. Takes patience to perfect faith. You know why? If God takes you what is working on the scene, working behind the scene, to make what he is trying to do to come to pass. Now, this is it. Sometimes God can tell you something. You will marry. Should I use marriage? Okay, God will first tell you, I will take you. You are a sister. I will take you. You preach the gospel all over the world and all that. That's the first thing he told you. Then second thing he told you, you will marry. Are you getting this second one? So, you now accept it. And then you are praying, praying, and then you know that God has answered it. Look for the guy now who sigh. Nothing is happening. It's possible that the guy is still gallivanting in the streets of New York. They might still deport him in the next 3 months. It's not a good thing, but it can happen. It's possible the guy has not really traced his life. It's in the streets of London. Maybe he now hears that his mother or uncle or father or anybody died. Now comes back. Comes back to Nigeria. You getting the point? Comes back. As he's now trying to gather himself, he now sees a flyer. Now comes for 24 hours. Just be searching. That day is the day since Revival Hub started that you now decided to miss 24 hours. You have not, there are people here, they have not missed any 24 hours since Revival Hub started. When their blessing, their business partner is coming. No patience. Sometimes there is demonic arrangement too. We can't remove warfare. We can't remove warfare. How do you explain that? Then a sister that did not do anything will just come around and say, sir, what do you want? You know, say, I don't know. You know, give him water. Now say, hey, you can stay here so that the, you know, say, Lord, what are you saying? Pia! When they finish, you do she bridesmaid for the person. Why? You don't have patience. I'm telling you what I know. There are sisters I know, even in this Revival Hub. If they have been consistent, when they came, some of them came 2:18, 2:19, they will go, come back. They are just up. They are not coming. They are going everywhere. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because those days, husbands doesn't look like it. Now, those men have, you can see the signs. Are you hearing me? I know what I'm telling you. Now, things are happening. It has become prayer point, something that should have been patience point. Yes, now I will be praying for you and agreeing with you, but I'm not God. Need to know it. And I'm married, happily married. Oh, it's nothing. That's, you need to hear what. Stop coming. You need to hear what I'm pending. I'm talking as a pastor. Stay. Be patient. Don't lose your reward. That's what he said. Show me Hebrews. That's what is. Don't lose your reward just because you are impatient. Sometimes 1 minute to the day, a warfare will even break out. Meanwhile, God is about to come tomorrow morning.
I know what I'm telling you. Something that is casual, that doesn't make sense, happened to me when I was younger. We played a football tournament in my village. It was called Under 13. Do I look like I played football, Amarachi? Huh? That's it. I know I don't look like I play. So we are doing Under 13. So we are actually the pioneers, the people that started putting the thing together. And at least I could defend myself small. So when the thing was getting, the tournament was about to kickstart. Of course, it's not just that I'll play, I will be full time everything. My brother there knows what I'm saying. He played, they won. I was carrying their clothes for them. Since that day, I vowed. I was younger, but I vowed not to make that kind of mistake again. When it was time for something to happen, that spirit. Huh? And I checked my family lineage. I found out that it happens to people from my lineage. That spirit of Ebabo. I say, in this my life, I will no more babble and leave something that I suffered and labored for. Some of you have labored in revival. You need to, as a sister, you need to marry from revival. It's your inheritance. Forget what I'm saying, spiritual is part of it. And all that. Except God says specifically otherwise. Are you getting it? You should be building together. But you don't have patience. You are here today, you are up tomorrow, you are down, you are not. There's nothing you have. There is no assignment you have completely finished. It's nothing. We can't put you anywhere. There is no place we can put you. You getting what I'm saying? So when they did the tournament, they did something to me that I didn't like. I said, I'm no more doing. When the tournament started, I now started watching and carrying their bag and carrying their glucose and carrying and all that. When that thing finished, I learned a lesson from. That's one of the things I have ability. I learned a lesson in something that looks as if it's nothing. I say, in this my life, cannot allow that thing to rob me of. What? For ye have served me need. Call it need. It's a need, my sister. It's a need. It's a need. Huh? It's a need. You have need to be more patient with your husband. Things are about to change. You see somebody walking hard, pushing something, then you want to totally push the person away from something that he has worked together to put together for the last 5 years. Just because it has not brought quick. Are you getting? You have need of patience. You have need of patience. You have need. Even in ministry, you have need of patience. Let's assume you did ministry. You did ministry. After 5-10 years, the thing has not blown. The people you started with are doing better than you. Doesn't mean anything. You still have need of what? Patience. I told you people in the morning, what God gives is reward. Results are not really God's interest per se. Because what you call result can come in a moment. He can also go. Are you getting what I'm saying? What people call like crowd. Boom! Crowd feel everywhere. Stressing your life, draining your anointing. If you are a pastor, don't be interested in the crowd. They are not useful for God. I can tell you clear, I can support it from the scripture. The crowd is not useful for the kingdom. You have to pull some people out of the crowd and disciple them. If not, the crowd is wasted. Guess what? It's the crowd that places more demand on what you have. Because once you start raising disciples, they will start taking responsibility by themselves. It's not as if they will not need you, but it's not everything. Like a baby, you will design their need. You know baby now? You design their need and still supply their need. That's babyhood. But when somebody is growing, at least he can tell you what he actually needs and the way you can help. Show me my Luke chapter 18. An
And he spake a parable
unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and what?
Saying, there was a man in a city, what? A judge, which feared not God, nor regarded man. Next verse.
And there was a widow in that city. There is a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my what? Adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, next verse, yet because this widow troubled me, I will what? Avenge her, lest by her continual coming she what? Weary me. Next verse. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith, and shall not, if the unjust judge responded, forget it, God will come. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry, does this look like you? Which cry day and what? Night. Unto him, though he bear long with them. Say after me, though he bear long. I want us to read verse 8 now. Let's read verse 8 together. 1, 2, ready, go. So the greatest and most important part is from this nevertheless. So let's read. 1, 2, go. Can you use another translation? There is a translation that calls it patience. So are you getting where I'm going now? There is a translation that actually calls it patience. That means you can actually interchange this faith here with patience and it will be correct. Are you following me? When he that will come, shall he find you still doing what he told you to do? Still keeping faith? Still maintaining your confession? Even though it took a while, you have need of patience. Are you getting what I'm saying? I want you to pray quietly and ask God, strengthen my heart to stay true until I have the result of what my faith has laid hold in the spirit. I need to have that result. People will be encouraged. When God remembers you, people will be encouraged. When you receive your miracle, it will sound like a big wonder. It will draw many to the faith. That's why you can't give up now. You can't give up now. You can't give up now. Let this my voice keep ringing in the depths of your heart. You can't give up now. You can't give up now. You can't stop now. You can't give up now. You can't give up your confession. You can't give up your faith. You can't give up the labors. You can't throw in the towel. No. No, 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 no. You can't throw in the towel. You can't throw in the towel. No. 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 In Jesus' mighty name.
We believe God's word came to you in accuracy and power. To connect to the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Edubu Dejiku, send us a message on WhatsApp via the number +234 813 007 4040 or email at revivalhopglobal@gmail.com. To access transforming messages and partner with us, visit our website at www.revivalhopinternational.org. Follow us on all our social media platforms at Revival Hub International and on YouTube at Apostle Edubu Dejiku. God bless you.